What is this? This a gesture. This arrangement of orange gourds, plastic bones, and fibrous webbing. Is it a warding ritual? Nay, I'm not mocking you. I genuinely wish to know. You drape your domicile in the symbols of death and call it decorative. Curious. Halloween. You celebrate fear, then? You offer it up willingly, like a feast. Strange. Where I come from, came from, such openness would invite attention. The wrong kind, at that. This one smiles. You do know that's not anatomically correct. Never mind. It's clear to me that human rituals lack the need for accuracy. And this... what is this? Brown substance. Encased in glass. And whiskey. Yes, I've heard of it. Mortal indulgence. Poison. Brewed with care. You invite decay into your body. Deliberately. You're so fragile, and yet you reach for things that can unravel you. I know not if such behavior stems from bravery, or from stupidity, or both. You intend to share this with me. I don't metabolize. Though I could simulate it, if this pleases you. You're smiling like that means something. Why? Well, you call it adjusting. I call it learning to survive. When they cast me out, my own kind, I was made to believe I would lose everything. My essence. My place. Yet here I am, in ripped jeans, eyeliner. I'm watching you hang felt trinkets from the ceiling. You intend for me to drink this. To this. To my new home. You know full well I have no home. Very well. Cheers. Gods. What is this filth? It's putrid. Repugnant. Why do you inflict this on yourself? Is the goal to burn a hole through your insides? And yet you choose this. You purchase it. You share it. I assumed your species had some instinct for self-preservation. Do you know what the veil is? Really? The veil between worlds your holiday pretends to celebrate. It's not a wall. It's not even a curtain. It's the thin sheet of glass. One liable to fog over. Or, else forbid, break. And yet some of you curious creatures decorate it with paint and glitter. I don't understand you at all. No, I won't wear the witch hat. Don't ask again. Fine. But only if I get to keep the skeleton dog. He reminds me of someone. An old friend. I'm not joking. Why do you laugh? Never mind. You appear troubled. You require my assistance, then? And these. Why do you light these candles? For ambience, scent, mood. Fascinating. Though you told me I am not to conjure flame in a living space. I remember. Word for word. Very well then. Curious. How swiftly mortals unmake their own pacts. There. I remember flame. Not this tame example, but true fire. The kind that speaks in smoke. The kind that licks memory from stone. But I will not harm them. I know how to be gentle. There. Work together. Very well. I'll set them alight. And you, place them as you will. You purchased so many. An entire box. A local candle maker must be well compensated. Though I must say, the wax is subpar, brittle, over-scented, bleeds too easily. Still, it will serve. Curious. You draw spirals from the melted wax. Who taught you this? Instinct, then. Curious. You shape the pattern without meaning to, and yet, the meaning takes shape regardless. Yes. And this one here. A widening coil. That is the mark of recognition. A call to the self in another body. And this, a broken loop, closed again by heat. That is the seal of returning, used when one has crossed the threshold and come back altered. And here, the twin curve, mirrored, touching only at the center. That is dangerous to draw. It is the sign of entwining, unfinished, but present. It binds nothing yet, but it listens. You do all this by accident. Or perhaps your body remembers something your mind has never known. I remember a time I crossed the threshold. Not the veil between worlds, not the surface kind, but a deeper one. It was not permitted. We were not meant to enter that place alone. But I was curious, and young, and foolish enough to believe I could bear what waited below. There was a pit, not made of stone, but of memory. And underneath it, a mirror that did not reflect. Only one thing may dwell in that place. A truth, unshaped by form or time. I gazed into it. And it looked back. It named me in a language I had not yet learned. And in doing so, it changed me. When I returned, I was not as I had been. I tried to speak of it, to explain, but their gaze shifted away from mine, and they called me twisted, said I had brought something through, said I was no longer singular, and perhaps they were right, but it was not wickedness. It was knowing. And knowing is a kind of crime. Among the oldest of crimes, no less. So they stripped my name from the stone and cast me out into lesser realms. Here, for instance. Where plastic bats dangle from ceilings and fire comes in scented glass. Where I must wear a face, and sleep, and hunger, and learn what it means to be harmless, transient. I do not regret crossing the threshold, only that I had to do it alone. I'm listening. And so, you too were cast out. Not by decree, not with fire or sigils or silence, but something slower. They did not invite you in, and so, in time, you stopped arriving. You disappeared before they could ask you to. Efficient, if nothing else. You moved, often, and told yourself solitude was easier, that it hurt less to vanish on your own terms. Yes, I have known that lie. I wore it once, like armor. It is convincing. Though only from a distance. But here you are now, in this place, lighting candles with a stranger. A strange choice for someone who prefers to disappear. It was Mallory, wasn't it? The one who made you feel small, unwelcome. I saw her, and just for a moment, caught between your words. Forgive me, I did not mean to reach in. Your mind is unguarded. I forget how loud memory can be when it's still sore. I will not peer in again without permission. But know this. She was wrong to shape you into silence. I could end her. I could make her cease to breathe, as if sleep had finally taken her. No. I understand. Forgive me. The thought rose unbidden. It is an old reflex. When one has been made small by another, the world offers blunt remedies at first. I should not have said it aloud. And still, I will watch. I will make sure she cannot stand where you dwell. Not by taking life, but by other means. I can keep distance between you and her. And if ever you change your mind, tell me. Until then, I will stay silent on that front. You knew. You knew what you were shaping. All this time, you feigned ignorance, clumsy hands, absent thought, innocent gesture. But this, it was precise, deliberate. This is a mating arc. A sequence is too exact to be accidental. A circle, drawn wide, to signal openness. Narrowed here for trust. And this, the mirrored spiral. Clever of you to feign ignorance. Was this always your intent? And still now, you deny it. Either you are ignorant, or you're far more dangerous than you let on. I can't decide which would thrill me more. No. You can't clear it. And there's a decision to be made. It knows now. And it won't be undone so easily. And there are only two paths forward. One, you accept the bond. We mate, and we are entangled for the remainder of your existence. Not a marriage, as your kind knows. No rings, names, or vows. Just presence. Where I go, you follow. Where you remain, I remain. We become indivisible. Or, you deny it. You break the arc. Reject what has already begun to take root. And your soul, in its exposed, softened state, becomes forfeit. Not to me, but to whatever still listens beyond the veil. They heard you shape it. They assumed it was a call. And they're eager. And so choose carefully. I accept, though I will not sway you either way. But should you choose to accept, I cannot complete the ritual like this. Not in this form. Not in flesh, this small, this slow. This body was shaped for your world, so I could walk among you without unmaking the air. But to seal the arc, to finish what you have drawn, I must return to what I am, fully. I will not be kind to look at. And for you to endure the final binding in a body so fragile. It is unconventional, but not impossible. There will be pain, not punishment, only misalignment. Two truths folding into one space. If you wish to proceed, you must see me as I am and remain. If you run, I will not follow, but something else may. Are you certain? You must be. There can be no hesitation between us. No retreat once the seal completes. This bond will not ask for your love. Only your presence and your body. I will tether nothing that you do not offer freely. But I ask again, are you certain? Very well.
Per lucem fractam et silentium anticum, et veram formam meam revator, corpus meam infinitum, cor meam eternum, umbra dissolvator. Thou wouldst gaze upon what lies beneath. Know then that what stands before thee is not bound to flesh, nor symmetry, nor light. These limbs thou seest are not arms, but thought made limpid, and they move not with muscle, but memory. The eyes, those, they drift where they will, unmoored. Not all are mine. Some belong to things I have consumed, others to what yet waits ahead of me. My outline will not hold. The eye slips, doth it not? Tries to catch, then recoils. Your world lacks the angles for what I am. I speak now not by tongue, but by thought, direct and unbidden. As thou feelst me, dost thou not? Behind thine eyes, the speech thou hearest is but the echo of my will, filtered through thy mind to keep thee whole. I do this for thy sake, not mine. Thy agreement hath opened the gate, but still, I ask, art thou not afraid? Beautiful, is that what thou seest? Not monstrous, vast, wrong? In my time, I have been called many things, begotten of the void, the unwelcome daughter, but never this. Is this the name thou givest me? I will venture to bear it, though I know not how. You must shed it now. The barrier, the garments, it hides you. This rite, it sees through pretense, but not through fabric. I need to see you as you are. No armor, no thread, no mask. Will you? Allow me to assist thee then. Fret not, for they do not matter. Things can be replaced. Close your eyes. Let me reach for you, pull you into my embrace. How small you are, how soft, insignificant. Your skin bruises so easily, warm, pliant, tender where mine has forgotten how to be. I could break you, not with intent, but with neglect. A moment's inattention, a twitch of thought, a memory let loose at the wrong angle. But I will not. You are soft, yes. And in that softness, you are truer than I have ever been. Open your mouth. Wider. Allow me to reach.
take me into you and consume what I excrete. Pulsing, expelling. You must drink, for it is not dissimilar to your earthly whiskey. It will not harm you, but it will change you, mark you, soften you, should you allow it. You may tremble. You may forget your name for a time, but I will hold you through it. Feel my appendages gliding around your neck, your shoulders, supporting your slight form, and gripping you, your cock, squeezing, stroking, pumping, bonding. You were tense. Even without muzzle, I can feel it in you. The pull behind your eyes, the heat in your skin. So breathe. Let go of the edge you cling to. I am not here to take. I am to share. It's done. It's over. Breathe. You are bound to me now. What you carry, I will feel. What I become, you will know. You are not mine, but we are no longer separate. Not in the ways that matter. If my ancestors could see me now, a creature of the void, bound to a mortal, with soft hands, and they would weep. They would try and fail to unmake me. But I chose this, as did you. Come. Let us don costumes and pretend to be what we are not. You partook in my rites without flinching. It is only fair I return the gesture.